B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10s with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
We're counting down the best episodes of 2019.
Here's number 9.
All right, Trish, how can we help you?
Okay, so I've been talking to this guy, Frankie, online for like a hot minute. And we've been having like the best conversation, you know, like everything's been supernatural, go with the flow. It's been so fun. But we finally like went on a date and I thought the date went amazing. And I mean, I'm not sure what happened because like he's not really getting back to me. Mm-hmm. The only thing that I could like think of is like I was sick. But like I told him I wasn't like feeling 100. I think I had like the flu or something. But I obviously really wanted to go on the date because it's been so hard for us to like
bring
up.
But you probably gave him the flu and now he's like mad at you or something.
Yeah, like I don't know if I got him sick or something, but I mean, like otherwise, I thought the date went amazing. So I hope I didn't get him sick, but I don't really know what happened.
Yeah, well, I can tell you what happened. Right now, he's at home with a massive case of diarrhea. But, I mean, you know, here's what we'll do. Here's what we'll do. I got an idea. We'll call him up, and if that's what it is, we'll just apologize.
Okay.
And then we'll give you guys another date, and you'll live happily ever after. Okay, hang on. Second date update on the 10s.
Hello?
Hi, is this Frankie?
Yeah.
Hey, Frankie, we're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station in Boston. My name's Romero. We have Pebbles here and Melissa. And if you would please give us 2 minutes, I can explain why we're calling. It's all good. It's going to end up in a really good thing for you. Let me explain.
I'll be on the radio?
Well, just let me explain. Are you single right now, first of all?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're not seeing anybody. So what would you say if I told you that we have an opportunity for you to go on an amazing all-expenses-paid date with a beautiful woman who wants to impress you? Sounds crazy, doesn't it? Sounds far-fetched, but it's not.
Why not?
This is easy.
What?
Yeah.
This doesn't happen.
Do you want to?
He probably doesn't get out much.
Yeah. Do you want to? Well, let me ask you a question. Have you recently been at home sick?
I haven't been sick, man. No.
Okay. Just the reason I ask is because the girl, her name is Trisha, and you already went out with her before, and she said she wanted to apologize if she got you sick.
Yeah, I'm good there, man. I might skip out on the offer.
You don't. Wait, now you don't want to do it? It's a Trisha you went on a date with. She said you guys had a great time.
No, I'm not going out with her again. I mean, she mentioned me being sick, and yeah, now, you know, I am kind of surprised I'm not sick, but she should not have gone out with me that night. She was disgusting. There's no way I'm doing a repeat of that or even taking a risk of a repeat of that, buddy.
That being what happened?
All right, you follow me along. She was going downtown, right?
Uh-huh.
And she sneezed. And I'm not talking about some little, like, sniffle sneeze. Like, an all-out, like, all of her whatever ailment she had, the flu or whatever, it all ended out on my man. Like,
what?
A full-blown, like...
What?
Yeah, like a half a pound of snot out of my stuff, man. And I'm like,
wait,
I don't know. I'm like, I'm the one that's supposed to be making a mess down there, not her, you know?
Oh,
okay, well,
my God,
Frankie,
so nasty.
I just want to inform you that Trisha is on the phone and she heard that. And that is one of the most disgusting things I ever heard.
Okay.
Oh, God. Now I probably owe her an apology, right? She called to say sorry.
Hold on. Just, Trisha, is that true?
Okay. Yes, technically I did sneeze, but half a pound, I think, is being a little over-exaggerating. Also, like, that's really petty because, first of all, I went on you on the first date, okay? Like, be thankful.
She could have taken, like, a minute and sneezed somewhere else. She sneezed, like, she almost bit the thing off, man. Like,
you don't remove yourself. Stupid.
And then, the snot dried. I've been chipping that stuff out, like, for the last week.
I mean, I didn't think it was the end of the world, but okay.
Whoa. What the hell?
She's sneezing while she's giving someone else.
Oh, my God.
That sounds like the emergency alert system. All right, so she either just hung up or ran out of freaking minutes. Okay, would you go on another date with her?
I mean, there's no way. Like, what if it actually, like, worked out and, like, we got married and had kids? I would always just be, like, thinking about that. And then what do you say about, like, mommy and daddy's first date, you know?
Wow. I got you. All right, well, I'm not even going to call her back then.
Yeah, I'm just happy can't get cold, you know, or the flu.
The second date update on the 10th. Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10. If you need a second date update, email us. GetUpCrew@Hot969Boston.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.